only 2 years.
I think when we sat down and talked about deals and talked about the different kinds of deals, it's the deal that made sense from both sides, and it was the one that was easiest to execute at this time.
Howie, how much did the quarterback class of this year's draft have to do with the decision to bring Bradford back?
It didn't. I mean, for us, it was kind of two separate questions when we evaluate the draft class and when we evaluate our team now, and that was a priority for us to get him back. It's a priority for us to have that position stocked. We talked about that. You know, we kind of went back and with coach and with the offensive staff about when they've been on really good teams and what that position looked like. And so for us, as many good players as you can have at that position, you know, the better you're going to be as a team. And certainly getting him back was the first step in that.
Does it change your approach about possibly getting a quarterback in the draft? I mean, even like early round?
Well, I don't think we can force anything in the draft. You know, I think we got to look at the draft differently than we look at the free agent market, look at our own team. You know, we got to go about it with not making sure we force anything. You know, I'm sure you guys have heard that before, and we've talked about that before. But so I think they're two different questions. At the same time, we wanted to make sure we got him back.
How comfortable do you feel with what you have left?
Sam talked a couple times about having talked to you before he left for the offseason and feeling good about coming back. Did you feel the same way? Did you feel it was pretty likely he would be your quarterback when he left in January?
Yeah, you feel good about it, but then the dynamic changes everything, you know, certainly. But I think the intentions were right all along, really good conversations. And I think for at least the two of us, not probably knowing each other as well, is that I've been fortunate to know the quarterbacks that have been here. And for us to kind of get to know them that last week and then keeping in touch over the last few weeks, few months when we signed guys, and his excitement and his energy, and being able to call him when the deal was done and hearing the genuine excitement in his voice, you know, I really wish he would have told me 3 days ago that he only wanted to be back here. That probably would have helped me a little bit, but it was clear from our perspective that the intentions were right.
How comfortable are you now with what you have left now to spend in 3 weeks?
Have any of you guys seen what the rest of the league has? You know, you always want more, so, but we'll deal with what the reality is that we have, and we'll make the best of it, and we'll do whatever we can to try to help improve the team throughout the rest of the offseason.
How important was that, the length of the contract? How did you come up with that as far as this is what's going to work?
Yeah, I think we talked about that earlier, just about just finding a range with every player about what's comfortable for the agent, what's comfortable for the player, what's comfortable for the team. And when we went about it and trying to finish a deal as quickly as we could so that we had some known before we went into free agency, and I think we talked about it last time we were together, it was important for us to know where we stood in that so that we can go in different directions in free agency if it worked out that way.
He came out 20 minutes before, I'm sorry, 20 minutes after the tag deadline. What role did that play in the negotiations?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I think that obviously, the timing of all this was important, and for us to get it done, the timing of getting this done, making sure that we had the quarterback set as we tried to go into the offseason building the rest of our team, and from their perspective, that was a deadline as well. And so I think there's probably a reason that it happened within 20 minutes of it, because we were kind of at the moment there where we were in a vacuum and we were able to figure out what worked for both sides. And certainly when that deadline passes and you go too far, you're dealing with different dynamics. And so it was good intentions on both sides.
What was your sense of what the market was going to be for Sam?
You know, Tim, I think there are certain situations where the market comes into play, and certainly that'll start on Monday and to Wednesday. But there are also situations with players on your team where you got to figure out what it's worth to your team and the circumstances you're dealing with, and not worry about, you know, what everyone else thinks about the deal. You got to do what's right for your team. And so for our situation, I think that if players hit the free agent market, that comes into play. But, yeah, you got to be comfortable doing deals. And all the deals we did, I don't know what the market's going to be for any of those guys. But you figure out a number that you think is fair from your side and their side. And as long as everyone's smiling and feeling good about it, I think that's a win.
What do you think changed for Sam in the second half of the season where he put up better numbers?
I think you talked about it a little bit here. It's just his comfort level. And when anyone's more comfortable in their job and their role, it's an opportunity to play fast and get better. But I think I'd probably defer to whatever he would say.
Howie, obviously when you sign Sam, that means that you think you guys are going to win now. How much more do you think needs to be done to be a team that can win a division, maybe go deep in the playoffs?
I don't know that we ever think. I mean, we got so much to do. I don't think about it like, you know, you sign one player. It's a different sport. It's a team sport. We just got to build the team. We got to keep the important things, and there's certainly no more important position than the quarterback position. So I don't know that we necessarily made this a statement about what we think about everything else going forward, because we got a lot more work to do here in this offseason. But we're excited about the start.
On that note, Doug, you want to bring four quarterbacks to camp. You have three under contract now. Is it kind of safe to assume that that fourth one will be added in the draft?
Well, I think we got to look at everything here as we go through it. We got to add good players. And so if there's ever an opportunity to improve ourselves, whether it's by free agency, by trade, in the draft, we're going to try to do that. And certainly at that position, all options are on the table. So I wouldn't discount anything here.
Is the O-line a priority next week?
The O-line is a priority, period. So it would be a priority. It's a priority today. It's a priority tomorrow. It's a priority next week. It's a priority in April. It's going to be a priority. So every day we're looking for offensive linemen. So if you have any suggestions, I'll give you my email.
Well, I ask because Doug acknowledged last week there are holes on the offensive line, and you said you don't want to force picks in the draft. So that would mean free agency would be the mechanism to do that. But
did you go to law school, dude? Because A plus B. You got that going on. I think the good news is that the lines in this draft are really strong on both sides of the ball. So hopefully we won't get into that dynamic. But you gave me a nod in my stomach. I appreciate that, Zach Berman.
Howie, how important – you guys haven't had quarterback stability really since Donovan left. How important is it to kind of, to kind of restore that?
Yeah, it's really important. The other thing about it is having a guy start 16 games. We haven't had that in a long time. And so I think that the longer quarterbacks play, the more continuity you have throughout your organization. It helps you win. It helps you develop programs. And then you can build on it. You can think about it like a layer cake, because I like to eat. So you think about it, and you just build those layers, and you get a chance to compete every year. And so there's no question about it. It's important. And when you start over all the time, it's hard. You're changing schemes. You're changing players. You're trying to build into their strengths as opposed to taking guys that you know their strengths. You know how they are. You know, everything else is kind of a question.
Howie, what do you think of the quarterbacks in this year's draft, and how did the combine maybe change your perception of them?
No, I think we got this huge resource in this building with Coach and his staff, as well as our scouting staff. And for all of us to get a chance to kind of come together and hear their perspective, you're always learning in this. And we've been very fortunate in this building to have really great quarterback teachers and to have those guys and how they look at the position. So I'm not sure I answered your question, but I went about a roundabout way about it. But I think it's all part of the process. It's obviously everyone evaluating the tape, getting to see them in the All-Star games if they're there, interviewing them, spending time with them, seeing their on-the-field workouts, looking at their numbers, and then have an opportunity to spend more time with them as we go along the spring.
As far as free agency is concerned, you said offensive line obviously a priority, but like, are there?
I didn't say free agency, I said in general.
Right. Okay. But I mean, are there other areas you'd like to shore up, like heading into free agency? I mean, are there things you guys might be looking for generally?
We won't do anything to improve the team, but it's got to make sense. It'll be interesting to see how this market goes. We also have some players that were on our team that we'd like to have back that would still be of interest to us. So I think we got a lot of our to-do list checked off. There's still more. I think we talked about Fletch. That's still on our to-do list. There's no question about that. We're not forgetting about that or him. And we'll just see how it goes on the market. I mean, we just want to be sure that we're making good decisions as we go forward here. And so it's hard to know that until we get started.
Walter Thurman and Nolan Carroll on that list that you just mentioned?
I don't want to include or exclude anyone. I don't think that's fair.
But you still financially in a place where you can get Fletcher done? You confident of?
I'm confident that we have to make sure that we're always in a place to be able to get Fletcher done. So anything that we do is in mind, that in the back of our mind, that we want to get Fletcher done, whether that's today, tomorrow, whatever point in time, we want Fletcher to be here.